Okay, Adam, I'm going to ask you this question one more time. What is the theme song?
It is. Ba-da-da-dum. Oh, I can't snap. I can't snap very good.
You're a gay man and you can't snap.
Ba-da-da-dum.
No.
Ba-da-da-dum.
No, that's the Adam Stanley. That is not the theme
ba-da-da-dum.
Song.
Ba-da-da-dum. Ba-da-da-dum.
Welcome to the podcast update for level 13. Something like that. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something snazzy. Something...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Again.
Level 13 cruise update. See?
Uh-huh. What day is this?
Day 3.
Correct. Day 3. And where are we?
Juno.
We are. I do know. Do you know, though?
Oh, God. You guys don't know how many times Zach and I have heard that today. I mean, Daniel took one dad joke and just used it all day.
That's
all day long. The same joke over and over and over.
That is the point of a dad joke. All right. Yeah, we're in Juneau, Alaska. We arrived here this morning. Well, we sailed through the Inside Passage this morning. So we didn't arrive in Juneau until about noon.
I was asleep.
Okay. But
I don't even know.
Did we do anything last night that we need to keep people? You and I recorded our level 13 update, and then you went to bed.
We did something. I mean, we had a horrible dinner that you guys hated.
Yes.
Actually, I would like to rephrase. I have enjoyed everything so far on the cruise. You guys have not enjoyed everything on the cruise so far. And specifically the dinner last night.
Yes.
I did not have any problem. It was slow.
Yeah, we were in there.
But my food
but
was good.
We talked about that last night. But then did we?
I feel
we,
like we did something.
Then what? Then what did you do? Because I feel like Zach and I went to meet the gays. You, I thought, bugged out on us.
Maybe, I guess, was dinner the last thing we did together? Or was recording the last thing we did?
We dined.
Yeah, I think the show was before dinner because the last time we did dinner before show, the dinner took too long.
And in this case, we did have something we want, like a name that tune that we wanted to go do, but the dinner kept us too long and we did. Yeah, I'm pretty
nothing.
Sure.
Nothing. I went to bed. No, right. I'll tell you guys what I did.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it again on Geeky Gay at geekygay.com if you listen on Monday. But, or probably not. It'll be 3 weeks from now when I get to... But I don't know. I guess I've been really tired.
Yeah.
And I laid down at about 10:30 and put on The Expanse.
Yeah.
And I remember last seeing a time at around midnight.
Okay.
Right?
The idea here is a quick update. So you can talk about
it
more.
Anyway, and I woke up at... We lost an hour, and I still didn't get up until 9. So I got 10 hours of sleep last night.
Okay, great. So this morning, early this morning, because I don't know if you do this, I open the curtains before we go to bed so that the sunlight will come in the morning.
No, I don't want to wake up.
Oh, well. So I woke up this morning early, and I looked out of my windows because the bedroom side of the suite just has windows. The living room side has the door onto the balcony. But I looked out the window, and it was just misty. It was just complete, like a inky, you know, misty, not inky, but, you know, it was just mist. It was like a heavy fog outside the windows, and that was probably about 6 a.m. I did hit record, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just looking at the time.
So it was inky, and then I went back to sleep for a little while because the time that I woke up was way too fucking early. It was like 4 a.m. or something. And then when I woke up again at around 7:30, the fog had lifted a little bit, and I went in and took a shower. I came out of the bathroom, and behind the fog, I could see the mountains, the outlines of the mountains from the Inside Passage and everything. So we had a lovely view of the mountains. Zach and I went up to the food court to grab some food. And while we were there, we saw whales outside the ship.
You've seen whales twice. I've seen no whales.
Oh, well, I mean.
It's because.
You should go to the casino.
Well, actually, in front of us tonight at Who Wants to Be a Caribbeanaire.
No, there was one, yeah.
There was an orca.
So, yeah, so we had our love. And then we met up with you. We did some trivia. And then.
Which, by the way, I was on fire.
You were.
I think every question that I answered, I got correctly. Mm-hmm. And.
Yeah.
I answered a couple differently than you, and my answer was correct, and your answer was not correct.
Okay.
Jellyfish.
Yeah. Not,
was one of them.
Not oysters. I know. The, yeah, you got, I gave you credit for it.
I feel like these questions were easier today. But anyway, yeah, we did that.
So we played trivia. And then we went up to the top deck because it was lovely weather outside. It was nice and sunny and clear. We went up to the top deck. We were still sailing down the inside passage. You took a bunch of photos with your camera. We walked around up there. We saw the outside deck and everything. It was just a lovely day. And then we met up with Carlington, our concierge.
And I mean, not just us. He had a presentation for all of the people who had suites.
But he had come upstairs where we were sitting and talked to Zach and I, and then he introduced himself to you. And
He freaked me out because I didn't know who he was. He's like, Adam, hey. And I'm like, how does this person know me?
He keeps adding you to all of our reservations.
And I'm like, who is this person? Anyway.
And he invited you to the concierge lounge.
I think Carlington is gay, by the way.
That's very possibly. Very, very possibly.
Yeah.
So he invited you to the concierge lounge.
He did. Was that like a one-time thing so I could see it?
I don't know. We'll find out. I don't think he cares.
Will we?
But the thing is that you actually got to, and I didn't put that specifically, I didn't put that on the vlog because I know it's against the rules and I didn't want to, you know, out a YouTube video about it being given. So here you go, level 13 folks.
For your millions of listeners on your vlog.
Level 13 folks. We have over 1,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. Yeah. So, I mean, it could be seen by a lot of people.
Get out there.
Anyway, the point is that we met Carlington and then we played visual trivia. We had fun there. And then we finally got to Juno.
Yes.
And we decided that we were going to eat in the pub on the ship.
By the way, I want to interrupt you because we're moving as we're recording. So the view has changed. I was going to say earlier I was looking at a mountain. I'm seeing less of that mountain now. We are turning as we speak.
Yeah, we are. Wow, nice.
So we're podcasting as we turn.
I see trees of green.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we decided we were going to go to the pub, which you do have to pay for.
Yeah, but all right. So we got it's supposed to be a really good burger. It was good. It was all right. The burger's all right. The food came out weird. It came out like
I enjoyed it. Yeah,
came out
I
like
enjoyed it. There was some snafu over whether there should be whole cheese curds on some fries.
And then we sauntered off the ship into Juno.
Yeah.
And we found a shuttle that took us up to Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center.
Yeah, Daniel walks up to the first cute guy that he sees in the booths.
Uh-huh.
And picks that one. No matter the price, no matter whatever, it was the first, you know, semi-decent looking guy.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, yep, that's the one we're going with.
It worked out, didn't it?
Yeah, it was good.
We took a bus up to the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. We took a lovely hike, a little two-mile hike to Nugget Falls, which the snow is melting. It, by the way, is unseasonably warm. In Juneau is about 72 or so, and not a cloud in the sky.
See, I feel like 3 years ago when Mark and I were in Alaska, they were saying the same thing. Okay. Oh my God, it's unseasonably warm. Yeah. You know, global warming, I guess. Yeah. It must be
it
a lot.
Really
it must
hot
be
re- today.
It was in the 60s. I mean,
no, it was in the 70s today. It was hot. And by the way, tomorrow in Skagway, we're going to have similar weather. Anyway, so we took a lovely
hike.
Don't
forget the sunscreen tomorrow.
I will not. We took a lovely little hike. We had a lot of fun at the Mendenhall Center. We came back to the ship. We went upstairs and played some. We went to the concierge lounge. We went to dinner. And then we went to this game show called Who Wants to Be a Caribbeanaire? I kind of wanted to play. I didn't realize it would just be one contestant the entire show, so I didn't get to play.
You were so crestfallen.
I was. I just wanted that backpack.
Oh, my God. I wanted to play. Oh, my God.
Keep in mind, it's like a $20 backpack. I could go into the store down in Deck 5 and buy the damn backpack, but it's like I wanted to play the game. So anyway, the Sea of Tranquility, Adam, also is where we landed. It's like it's on the moon. It's not an actual body.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then
it's not a sea and it's not tranquil. So both of those things are like not accurate, right. but sure.
And then after that, you went back up to your room to do some stuff. Zach came up here to take a nap. I came up and finished off the vlog for the day.
I pooped if anyone wants to know.
I was going
to
leave that part out, but
yeah.
Thank you, Big Fatty, for letting us know that you pooped.
I'm regular, everyone. Thank you.
Great. So I finished off the vlog for the day, and at this point in time, we're here recording this little thing.
We're queer.
We're pulling away from Juno. We're heading out to the sea, and then we'll wake up tomorrow morning and we'll be in Skagway. So that's what we did today. Lots of footage, lots of video footage on the vlogs from our excursions. Tomorrow we get to see Alaskan Husky puppies.
By the way, I don't want to see any of my fatness on the vlog, so you need to like get me like, you know, neck up.
Zach is so freaking excited about the Alaskan Husky puppies tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's like, that's the entire trip. I think the only reason he came on this cruise is to see the Alaskan Husky puppies. So that's going to be great.
Well, I hope it's everything he dreamed it would be.
We're going to have to like pull him out of the cage. Like when it's time to leave, we're going to have to like pry him away from the puppies and like check his pockets and make sure he didn't like steal one.
I don't think they'll let that. Well, I mean, we have to go through security and like a...
Oh my God, the security on this ship is a joke. It's like we passed by a dispensary today and I'm like, should I buy some gummies in this dispensary? No, because there's an x-ray machine and they're going to, you know, check us. And
oh no, it was just like one of those metal detector things.
They don't give a shit. It's like, I could have had like a
could have bought some Diet Mountain Dew, but because you like chastised me and said I'm not allowed to have drinks... The last cruise I went
where
on, I
bought...
Where
were you going to buy them?
In one of the one
what
of the
stores? There was no store
there were,
in
there were convenience
in Juneau
stores.
That
yes,
had
there were. We walked right past one that had drinks. I saw it.
All right.
Anyway, last cruise I went on, I bought drinks. I brought them back to my refrigerator. But no.
You know what? Tomorrow in Skagway...
Anyway.
You can buy all the drinks you want.
They probably would catch a puppy, though. I mean, puppies make noise, you
not
know?
Not if it's asleep. Anyway, Zach and I are going to go say hi to the gays again right after we record this. And just to give you guys a heads up, there was some amount of there's some problems with the internet on the ship, that so much so that they printed it in the daily news thing that there might be some internet problems. So if we're not able to post this update tomorrow,
but they're not going to hear it if we're not able to post it tomorrow.
No, I will save it. I will save it and post it in the next.
I'm
just saying. No. This one will get posted tonight. But what I'm saying is
I see.
If we go a day without an update, don't worry. It will eventually get to the feed as soon as we get the internet back. So,
yes. Yeah. No, I mean, I know some of you. I don't think Gary has figured out how to listen to them, but he'll hear them at some point.
Gary Bearden, if you're hearing this,
somebody reach out to Gary and help him.
Adam, tweet at Geeky Gay TV.
Don't tweet me
and say yes, I heard it.
You can say that.
That's all I wanted him to do. What did you think I was gonna like put a hit out
ask,
on your?
No, ask me for tech help or something.
No, I just say just let him know, let Adam know that you. You've been heard.
Look, I know this won't help if Gary's not hearing this, but we sent you a level 13 welcome email.
Yeah, he's already joined. He joined the Discord server.
And there's a URL there that you have to put in your podcatcher.
Yes.
And you subscribe. It is a podcast.
Right.
And that's how you listen to it. So
right.
I'm just telling
you. So you go into the iTunes, you subscribe via RSS, and you paste that RSS feed in it. Yeah, exactly.
Or Pocket Cast or whatever you
whatever.
Use.
I think Gary uses iTunes. I don't know. Anyway.
How quaint.
What's the time?
That's 13 minutes.
Oh, my God. All right. Say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.